Chapter 6 Meeting the Children. Diana looked at the 14 thin, pale faces staring at her with great curiosity. She tried to stay calm and introduce herself. Some of the children had hair, but others did not. They seemed very quiet and still. Diana said what she had practiced in front of her bedroom mirror the previous evening.
Hello, I'm Diana Stevenson. I'm the new music teacher and volunteer here.
She paused for a moment, hoping for some response from the children, but there was only silence.
I'll be meeting with you every Friday morning at this time, and I'm going to play and sing for you, she said, placing her hand on the piano and desperately looking around for any kind of reaction. Won't that be fun?
Some of the kids started talking quietly to each other, but no one said anything to Diana. Diana felt like she was drowning. She looked around the room, observing the wide eyes and small faces. She decided it was time to get the children involved.
I'd like you to call me Diana, and I'd like to know your names too.
What's your name?
Diana asked a little girl who was sitting in front of her.
Sarah, the girl said quietly.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Sarah, Diana said.
How old are you?
I'm 8 years old, the girl said,
holding up 8 fingers as she answered.
And what kind of music do you like, Sarah?
The girl didn't answer. Okay, Diana thought, I'll have to be patient. Diana continued, asking every child's name and age. She tried to talk to them as much as she could, but the children didn't cooperate. After they had finished introducing themselves, Diana sat down at the piano and started to play.
This is called a chord, she said. A chord is made up of 3 or more notes played together at one time. Has anyone heard of a chord before?
A boy at the back of the room put up his hand.
David, right? She asked, smiling.
Yes, said the boy, who looked about 12. In my music class at school, we were learning about chords and scales, and we learned how to write some of them. That was all before I came here.
David looked down at his shoes with a sad expression.
Diana felt better after David's comment. Maybe the kids would feel more comfortable with her now that one of them had talked to her.
Diana then played a scale and explained to the kids that musical scales had 8 notes and began and ended with the same note. By the time she had finished explaining, the first half hour had already passed. Diana decided to take an early break and get to know the children better. She sat down at one of the tables with 3 of the children. One was in a wheelchair. She tried to remember his name.
Your name is Michael. Is that right?
Yes, said Michael. Can I practice your names with you again so that I can remember them? Asked Diana. I've got a good memory and I want to make sure I learn all your names correctly.
Okay, said Michael, pointing to a girl. Let's see if you can do it. What's her name?
Diana thought hard.
Suddenly she remembered. Your name is Lisa, isn't it? She said to the girl.
Yes, that's right, said the little girl, smiling.
And his? Michael asked, pointing to a dark-haired boy on her left.
Diana thought for a few moments, but she couldn't remember.
Help me, I can't remember, she confessed. My name's Robert, but everyone calls me Bobby, the boy answered.
Well, okay then,
Michael, Lisa and Bobby. I'll keep practicing, and I'll know all your names eventually, Diana said.
Katie, a child from another table, began a conversation with Diana. Katie was wearing a scarf on her head because she didn't have any hair.
How old are you, Diana? She asked.
I'm 18, but my birthday is in December, so I'll be 19 soon, Diana replied.
That's 3 months from now. That's not so soon, said James, a blonde boy.
Yes, I suppose you're right, Diana said, laughing.
Katie continued the questioning.
And do you live near the hospital?
Well, I didn't grow up here, said Diana, but now I live near the university, in a house with my older brother and a friend.
What's university like? Asked Katie.
It's like school, but much bigger, explained Diana. It's got more students, teachers, and classrooms.
There are a lot of things to do. It's quite a fun place.
How can anything like school be fun? Asked Bobby.
Well, you don't have to go if you don't want to, but it's good to go. It gets you ready for life, said Diana,
hoping that she was making sense.
Is it hard? Asked Katie.
Well, yes, it can be, Diana answered. You have to study a lot and try to get really good marks.
That sounds hard, Katie replied.
Are you studying music there? David asked. Diana looked down at the table and then back at David.
No, I'm studying to become a doctor, she said slowly.
What kind of doctor? This time the question was from Michael.
I haven't decided yet, Diana replied. I only started studying a few months ago.
Why aren't you studying music?
It was Katie again.
Diana sat quietly for a few moments, trying to choose the perfect words to answer this difficult question.
My parents think that becoming a doctor is very important, she said finally. They think that it will make me very successful.
She didn't know what else to say.
Do you like it? Asked Bobby.
Yes, I suppose I do,
Diana answered slowly. She didn't want the kids to know the truth, that she hated every minute of her studies.
She wanted to enjoy being with them. She wanted them to have fun and to like her.
Hey, how about making some music? She said, getting up and dancing a few steps, making all the kids laugh.
Diana sang some songs, and some of the kids sang with her. They had started to cooperate.
They're giving me a chance now, Diana thought.
After the session was over and the kids had returned to their rooms, Diana went to see Mrs. Douglas and discussed the morning's events with her. The director seemed pleased it had gone well and told Diana she would see her next week.
Diana couldn't wait to tell Roger about her successful day and went to see him before she went home. But he was in the middle of a class, so she left him a message with one of the nurses.
For the first time in weeks, Diana felt really happy as she left the hospital